Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines.
The ayes are 61, the nays are 37. H.R. 1 as amended passes.
And that is the vote in the Senate Tuesday afternoon, 61 to 37, in favor of a massive economic stimulus package, mostly spending, also some tax relief in there, totaling nearly $840 billion. This plan has been amended from the one that passed the House 2 weeks ago and will soon head to a House-Senate conference. The big drama in the Senate actually took place on Monday when Democrats managed to find three Republican converts to avoid a possible filibuster attempt and cut off debate and move to the final vote, which occurred today. 61 again in favor, 37 opposed. In the final comments leading up to Tuesday's vote, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was once again outraged by the amount of spending in the package.
Americans are asking themselves, where does all this end? They want to know how we're going to pay for all this. They're worried, and they should be worried about a bill so big that it's equivalent to spending more than $1 million a day for more than 3,000 years.
New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer is in strong support of the measure, though. He says this argument being made by Senate and House Republicans that there's too much pork in the bill is not really a concern to the American people.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class that so much focuses on those little, tiny, yes, porky amendments. The American people really don't care.
Meanwhile, the senators on the Republican side of the aisle who helped to forge this compromise to move the ball forward on a stimulus package say that when this legislation heads to a House-Senate conference in the coming days, their version better stick or the filibuster will be back. Maine Republican Susan Collins.
I certainly hope that the House will see our efforts as constructive. As Senator Spector mentioned, without our efforts, there would be no bill. The bill would be caught up in a filibuster.
You heard Collins mention Senator Arlen Specter. He was also one of the three Republicans to cross the aisle in support of this amended legislation. Specter says people need to realize in both chambers that this is the deal that can pass.
And we went a long way in coming to a $780 billion figure with tax cuts and spending, and that's where we expect it to stay.
So how tough will the compromising be between the two chambers? Not very, according to Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader.
Legislation's fairly simple. Creates millions of jobs, cuts taxes for the middle class, and invests in America's future.
Meanwhile, a leading U.S. House Democrat says that easing a Buy American provision in the Senate version of the plan is a good move. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer cautioned that the provision would continue to be an item in the discussion between the House and Senate as they look ahead to reconciling their respective versions of the plan. The House version of the stimulus measure drew criticism by requiring public works projects funded by the measure to use only U.S.-made iron and steel. The Senate plan changed the Buy American plank in the plan to require use of U.S.-manufactured goods in public works projects funded by the measure. For his part, President Obama still cheerleading for the passage of the stimulus plan in its final form. Speaking in Fort Myers, Florida on Tuesday, the president says job creation is priority number one in this plan, and he points out that Republicans should like it because there is some tax relief there. And he says in the end, it's not a big government grab because the private sector will be the one to benefit.
More than 90% of the jobs created by this plan will be in the private sector, 90%. And they won't be make-work jobs. They'll be jobs that lay the groundwork for a lasting economic boom.
Turning to other financial news, saying it's time to change a dangerous dynamic, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has laid out a financial stability plan, basically how to deal with the final $350 billion of the Wall Street bailout fund known as TARP. Geithner says the government will be transparent in order to help get the flow of money and the economy back working again.
We will be guided by these core principles of transparency and accountability, dedicated to the objective of restoring credit to families and businesses, and committed to moving our nation towards an economic recovery that is as swift and widespread as possible.
Geithner also says the proposal calls for a public-private investment fund that will provide at least $500 billion in government capital and funding to leverage private capital and help to cleanse troubled assets from the balance sheets of major financial institutions. Geithner says the government, working with the Fed and the FDIC, as well as the private sector, is the way to go.
We will work together with the Federal Reserve, with the FDIC, and with the private sector to establish a public-private investment fund. And this program will provide government capital and government financing to help leverage private capital to help get private markets working again.
Geithner also says that the government is prepared to spend up to $50 billion to help with troubled mortgages, a move that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says he endorses as well. Investors not happy with Geithner's comments today, though immediately following his appearance on television, the Dow off 382 points to close at 7889, the Nasdaq off 67 points to close at 1525, the S&P 500 losing 43 points, crude oil down today $1.90. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll find out why the Republican governor of Florida is so excited to see this stimulus package approved. We'll also find out how badly baseball is damaged from the latest steroid scandal. But when we come back, economic pessimism and more analysis of the bailout money. Stay tuned.